A little earlier this week, I was talking to the chief business officer at the University of Texas at Arlington, and we were discussing some of the impacts that this was having. And he said that he had read that in the DFW area that there was an estimate that there was the population the size of Fayetteville, Arkansas, moved into the DFW area every year. From what I've seen in the numbers, the same could be said of Houston. Austin gets a fair amount. We saw yesterday that maybe even Waco's began to pick up and move and do some things. So you're beginning to see the impacts of these kinds of growth. And as it does, that's going to have impact on the jobs, on the level of activity that your cities are experiencing. I can tell you at the University of Texas, we're at the system level, we're in the real estate, we're responsible for the real estate of all 14 institutions of the University of Texas. So we see that, and in part that's due to the fact that you get these people moving in, and as I was told that the president of the University of Texas at Arlington was saying, there's somebody moving into DFW every 5 minutes, we ought to get some of them. So they show up, and they add to your cities, they add to your businesses, and that sort of thing. A second aspect that a little earlier this week, I was talking to a fellow who's the executive director of an innovation nonprofit that is here in Austin, and he told me something I wasn't aware of, and that was that there's, as soon as the governor signs one more piece of paper that's sitting on his desk, there's going to be apparently a rollout of what I'll call a startup initiative in the state of Texas that'll be focused on Austin, Dallas, and Houston to try to roll out about 128 startups on a real regular basis. Don't know whether that'll work or not, but what I'm saying is that you've got this growth in population.